Hey friend, today I want to tell you about my holiday plan. Also, I want to share with you that I am being featured in the Renting Weight Watcher podcast. So after you listen to this, make sure that you jump over there and listen to my interview. If you're new to me, my name is Cynthia and I'm the writer at SimpleCynthia.com and we spread hope online. One word at a time. So the topic today is holiday weight management. I have a lot to tell you about this, so I'm going to go ahead and get started. At my blog, SimpleCynthia.com, I have a series right now. It's called Back to Weight Watchers. So I left quietly in April. I left Weight Watchers in April, and I kept my daily food journal going strong. I didn't feel like WW was meeting my needs at the time, so I left, and I educated myself. I learned what I needed to learn. I want to say I improved my nutrition, and I'm back. I've been back for a little bit. So while I've been back, I've been listening to WW-related podcasts. In my opinion, the best one is the Renting Weight Watcher podcast. I'll leave a link in the show notes for you. And why is it the best? I call it a masterclass in consistency. Donato Russo, which is the host and the creator of the Renting Weight Watcher podcast and website, is a person who is consistent. He lays out a roadmap of consistency. He also doesn't hide behind any of his mistakes. He's very transparent. He's very encourager, and he's also a master teacher. So not only he tells you how he lost close to 175 pounds on WW, but he also teaches you how you can be consistent, okay? So you want to subscribe to him. So I've been listening to him for a few years, and recently, I'd say in the past 5 or 6 weeks, he recorded a podcast about his holiday plan. I thought it was very kind that he would share the holiday plan, and I listened attentively to that episode like I listened to any episode. Before I listened to the episode, I would always tell people, hey, I'm great during the holiday. Either I maintain or I lose. Most people gain a lot of weight. I'm not one of those. I'm good, right? So I don't have anything else to learn in a way. That's what I was thinking. After listening to his podcast, I did what I often learn to do. I get a pen and a paper and I look at my own numbers from WW, and I do the math, and then I see what I learn. Listening to podcasts is great, but there are some that if you apply what the person is asking you to apply, you actually learn something. So that was my what happened to me. So Donato challenged us to look at our first weigh-in in October and then compare that with the first weigh-in in January of the following year. So I was just like, okay, I've never done that. What I would do is say that I either maintained or lost the week of, meaning like I go through Thanksgiving and then the following week, I either lost weight or I maintained it. That was my track record. But what Donato did was he forced us to, not force, because he can't force us to do anything. He challenged us. He invited us to look at our October weigh-in and then the January weigh-in. Because let's be honest, between October and January, a lot of life is lived. In the U.S., we have Halloween, we have Thanksgiving, we have Christmas, and we have a multitude of other cultural, national, international holidays that we celebrate. If your family, like mine, has birthdays and anniversaries, add to the number. So there's a lot of celebrations that happen between October and January. So it is a fair question to ask of someone, hey, tell me your weigh-in in October, and then what was your first weigh-in in January, okay? Because it kind of gives you the balance of what you gained, lost, or maintained during an entire holiday season, not just a week or two, okay? So I said, all right, let me do this. I had a little bit of time in my hands after a couple of days after that podcast episode. So here's what I discovered. Just to give you a little perspective, I first joined WWE in 2010. That was short-lived, although I lost 30 pounds with WWE then. I couldn't afford, my family couldn't afford to pay for the membership, so I cried my tears. And after I dried my tears, I said, let me apply what these people taught me, and I lost a total of 50 pounds then. During that time, I had two babies, so I had one more a little bit after that, and I didn't gain as much weight, but I did gain weight with that pregnancy. So again, I did what I learned at Weight Watchers, tracked my food, ate the best nutrition for my calories, and I lost 50 pounds, okay? Life happened. Life was wonderful. I was running marathons, but life was also very stressful during that time, and I kept gaining weight, and I couldn't lose it by myself. So I said, whenever I have a chance, whenever I can afford it, I'll go back to Weight Watchers. Well, whenever I can afford it was 2017. That's when I joined this last time, okay? And so my numbers start in 2017 because the 2010, my life was really not digital with Weight Watchers. And I'm sure I have those numbers, but I have to dig for it. And I mean, it was such a long time ago. So I'm okay with just the 2017 till now. So here's what I found out. Between October 2017 and January 2018, I lost 6.4 pounds. Here are my observations about that year. That was the year that I started with WW, and I remember I was following the plan to the T. I tracked my points, I exercised, and I also remember being so happy that season because I was getting results, and I wrote about it. I wrote about facing the holidays while losing weight, and this blog post specifically from 2017-2018 is going to be on the show notes, okay? So first holiday, I lost 6.4 pounds. So October of 18 and January of 2019, I gained 4 pounds. So here's what I remember about that time. Despite of my best efforts, I gained 4 pounds the holiday season. So I wrote about being at WW until that point. Also, the blog post is going to be on the show notes. So the next holiday season, October of 2019 and January of 2020, I gained 1.6 pounds. It was 2020. It was a rough year for a lot of people. In that holiday season, I decided to commit to succeeding, okay? So I wrote about my lessons also in a blog post, which will be on the show notes. That particular year, I remember having a conversation with the guide, the lady that checks you in, checks your weight at WW. And I remember she said, Cynthia, it takes me around 6 weeks to lose whatever I gained during the holiday season. And it was interesting because that was my experience. It took me 6 weeks to drop the weight that I gained the holiday season. Okay. October of 2020 and then January of 2021, I lost 5.8 pounds. So I was just committed to succeeding that year. And I remember giving my best, going to every weigh-in. I was going in person. I remember asking a million questions of not only the leader, who's still a good friend, the guide, any experienced members who are lifetime, like I would, if I was facing any problems, like I would tell them, hey, here's what I did. Here's what I'm trying to achieve. What do you think I should do? So that was it was a big loss for me that year. The following year was October of 21 and January of 22. I lost 6.2 pounds that season. That season, I was in a weight loss and muscle gain challenge in my CrossFit gym. So on top of being at WW, I had the extra encouragement because it was one of those things where you pay to be on this Biggest Loser thing. And I remember asking one of my coaches, hey, what I should do? He's like, do you want to win? I was like, yeah, sure. So he told me what he would have done, and it wasn't anything crazy. It was basically like eat a lot of fruits, a lot of vegetables, you know, pay attention to your protein. If you get hungry during the day, you know, here are some healthy snacks that I would, and everything's like natural, whole foods, you know, that I would do. I didn't gain the challenge, but that was a great season for me. I lost 6.2 pounds. And I'm grateful for the strength that I gained during that season, and my health really did improve. Of course, there's a blog post about that, and it's going to be linked on the show notes. All right, so October of 2020 and January of 2023, I gained 4.8 pounds. That was the last holiday season. I had a lot of good changes during that particular season, and I say good changes is I changed careers. That spring, we changed states, like we moved. So there was a lot of changes happening, okay? There was a lot of adaptation for all of us. And I experienced some stress too during that season. I decided I was going to look for the good. And of course, I wrote a blog post about it so you can kind of get more of an idea of what I was thinking then. So I could have stopped here and said, oh, okay, that's fine. Some years you lose, some years you gain weight. So what, you know? So here's what I asked myself. How long did it take for me to get back to that October weight? You know, the times that I did gain weight, okay? So in 2018, I gained 4 pounds and it took 20 weeks to get back to that weight. Sorry about the emphasis on 20 weeks, but it's almost half a year, which is so sad. And I was so shocked when I saw that because I was just like, are you kidding me? It took me half a year to lose 4 pounds. And again, it was 2018. We had some major stuff going on. I was very happy at work, but there were some changes around me and I made the choices that I made. And it could have been worse. I could have just like went the other way. But to me, that was alarming and is also a cautionary tale that it does, sometimes it takes a while to lose the weight that you gain so easily gain during the holiday, okay? In 2019, I mentioned this when I gained 1.6 pounds, it took me 6 weeks to get back to that weight. And I'm pretty sure that you're like, all right, it was just 1.6. You could have lost that in 1 week. Just go to a sauna. That's not how I roll. But like I said, I remember talking to the guide at Weight Watchers, and she's like, girl, it takes me around 6 weeks. That normalized the amount of time that it took me, which ended up being my story too. Like it took me 6 weeks to lose 1.6 pounds. But also another cautionary tale that it does take a while to get back on your health journey. So what will you choose, right? Okay, so the last year, last holiday season, I gained 4.8 pounds. And here's the transparent moment, as I try to be transparent in this podcast at all times, I'm still not back at that weight. I'm 5 pounds away. And I know it's been a year, you know, and I know I've been trying. I know I got really close to hitting that weight at some point, like earlier this year, but I'm not back there yet, which means it's been 40 weeks or so that is taking me to lose that weight, okay? With all of that being said, I, again, encourage you to listen to Donato, to do some math for yourself, if you have your numbers, even if you have just a ballpark of what you weighed in October and then in January, and then look at the truth and then figure out what you're going to do. So here's what I'm going to do, knowing that I'm at this point, I can't remember how far away I am from that goal, but it's like I'm losing. So far, I've been losing with WW, which I'm very grateful for. So I'm on track to getting back to that weight and beyond, okay? And how much I weigh right now and how far away I am from my first my second and my final goal, all that's going to be at my blog, simplycinch.com. So here's my holiday plan. Pre-track my holiday meal. So I've done that a couple of weeks ago. As soon as that podcast episode from the Ranting Weight Watcher was out, and I did the math, and I was alarmed that I'm still not back at my previous holiday weight, but I'm getting there. I was just like, you know what? Let me track right now. The beauty of WW is that I can look at my birthday in 2024 and I can track what I'm going to have. I can choose my restaurant. I can choose my dessert. Usually that's when I splurge, as in I enjoy a good baked goods from a nice local bakery. So that's usually what I have for celebrations. I can do that. So even if I didn't have the app and if I was just food logging, I can do the same thing in my food journal, okay? So pre-track my holiday meal. If you're a WW person, my points for the day, not just for the meal, is 38 points. Just to give you an idea, I get 23, right? So I tracked everything. I don't believe in starving until the Thanksgiving meal is on the table, especially because we're running a race that day, so there is no way. Sister girl's going to starve. I'm going to eat, okay? And so that's the first step. The second step is to plan my workouts. So back a couple of months ago, I signed up for a turkey trot, which is 4 miles. So I'm going to do that. And this week I've been running. And we walk, but it's the walks are not like super lengthy as... because it's just like you go in and out of stores. I don't really count that as walking. I'm glad to see the steps building up. But if I ever say, let's go for a walk, we're going to get at least 2 miles out of the deal. 3 if we're really inspired. Okay. So I plan my workouts. So I know how many points I'm going to get. And that is going to equal to 38 points for that day. WW also gives you weeklies. So on top of the weeklies, I planned my workout so that it will be equal, if not a little bit greater than 38 points, okay? Another part of my plan is to track daily. This has been both painful but also illuminating, as in we are out of town at the moment, enjoying Thanksgiving with family, and there is a fabulous bakery in town. So we went there to get the pie that we are going to enjoy for Thanksgiving. Obviously, there's more than one dessert that people are going to enjoy. But as for me and my house, we want this certain pecan pie that we only get once a year. Okay, so we went and did that. While we were there, we're just like, oh, let's just get some desserts for the kids. All right, let's do that. So we got a little bit and we decided to break the dessert in 4 pieces so everybody can try a little bit. We did that. And because I committed to tracking daily, I included that on my tracker, okay, yesterday. Stress eating, I know, is often an issue for me, so tracking daily really helps. And another thing that helps is making sure that I get the right nutrition for my meals. So having a balance of protein, carbs, and fats really does help me, okay? And it really eliminates stress eating, drinking enough water, really helps me with that. So I'm committed to tracking daily, so far so good, and also to drinking enough water each day, okay? So far so good. And last but not least, I want to reflect on my day so I can be encouraged for the next day. And I will take notes on the WW app. Reflecting on my day really helps me to move forward. So I thought about everything I ate yesterday. I decided, hey, let's adjust a couple of things for today, okay? So reflection is an absolute win. So that's what I wanted to tell you today, basically about holiday weight management. And I wanted to just give you an idea, a very transparent idea. I usually don't share this much data, although historically at simplycinch.com, 20 years ago, I used to write about how many cups of cereal I had a day. Like, the blog used to be a food log. So I got so tired of it, I said, I'll just tell you about my life. So that's what I've been doing. But sharing numbers and sharing things, like, it's not beyond me. I just haven't done it in a while. But I wanted to share that with you so that you can be inspired to see the truth about yourself and maybe take some actions. I know some people knock holidays out of the park. For them, it's not a problem at all. For others, it is a time to do stress eating that you don't look forward to, but it just happens to be a time of stress eating. But what I'm learning is that with every and each and every holiday season, I can improve. I can learn something about myself, and I can move my health forward. One thing that I convinced myself of a couple of years ago is that Thanksgiving foods are available year-round. I'm not sure about your store, but there's often a little turkey breast just in the frozen meat section. Pumpkin filling is like, it doesn't disappear from the store. Maybe there's a little bit of a shortage on cranberry sauce, but most of the time, like, all these things are in there. So there isn't a time or a need to be desperate because the food's going to be there. I believe that what I can do is plan to succeed, make adjustments to my plan, and keep going. Okay, I'm going to stop right here, and I'm going to encourage you to go to the Renting Weight Watcher podcast to subscribe. Let me know what you think. I hope that it is encouraging, and have an amazing holiday season. Take care.